October 9th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, do not in your hearts concede to evil choices. To do so is a sin against me. The only way evil can be victorious is to first be victorious in hearts. What is in hearts is then in the world around you. It follows that it would be sinful to support any leadership that supports the sin of abortion. This should be clear in any conscience that is righteous. The only reason that any such a candidate can even be considered for office is that consciences have become evil through compromise. This nation was not founded upon evil choices, but upon the freedom to worship freely. I have supported this nation through many wars and catastrophes. I cannot support any nation based upon evil. You must pray for the truth to be accepted in hearts and to be sought after in any decision. Do not be fooled by false promises and by those who personify hypocrisy. I am watching who does what in this election." A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 12. "The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.